And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is Monday, May the 6th, 2019. Here we are, smack dab in the middle of May. And we are in the middle of our amazing May giveaway tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we are going to truck along, however you want to say it today, here on this program with Terry Tackett, joined in studio, giving away these chances to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And remember, this will go on all week on all of our live programs. And the winner will be chosen Friday at 2:15 p.m.
So I was wondering when to draw. Okay, so Friday.
Friday, and you can enter as many times as you like. Now, we have two trivia questions left over from last week, so let's start here. Here's what we don't have answered. In the 1980s, the USA Today newspaper did a contest looking for a famous person. They said they were lost. Now, this famous person was fictional. They were not real. They were a cartoon character, a very popular cartoon character. This contest was geared toward children. Somebody turn this ringer on again. Who keeps turning this ringer on?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's my number one pet peeve, this ringer on this phone. Is the caller there? Apparently not. Okay. If that was you, call back in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
There's that ringer again.
I hate it. I hate the ringer. Oh, my word. Go ahead, caller.
They weren't looking for Smokey the Bear, were they?
No, not Smokey the Bear. Mm.
I know they were looking for somebody. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It is a fictional character. It was geared toward children.
Was it a long con?
It went on a while.
Okay.
They put a trivia question in the newspaper, and basically, if you answered the trivia question right, you got published. Your name got published in the USA Today newspaper.
Okay.
And it was about trying to find this person who was lost. Now, it's a very popular cartoon character, and it would have been a very popular cartoon character of the 80s.
And you said geared towards children, right?
Geared toward children, and it's still a popular cartoon character. Mm. So who is that person?
Okay.
Now, here's the other one we still have left over from last week.
The ringer.
Oh, I tell you, my whole nerve system might be shot today. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Oh, yes. Would it happen to be Where's Waldo?
Not Where's Waldo, but that's a good guess.
Good guess.
Not Where's Waldo. But
I think that's kind of the obvious choice.
That's what I would have guessed if I didn't know the answer.
Yeah.
But it is a famous cartoon character lost in the 80s in the USA Today newspaper. And I think I still have the paper.
Hmm. And you said it's still, the cartoon's still good?
The cartoon's still playing today.
Okay.
Who was the cartoon character lost? Now, the other question left over from last week was, the original menu at Wendy's restaurant on East Broad Street, Columbus, Ohio, right across from the old Kosai, the original menu at Wendy's, Dave Thomas ran it, consisted of hamburgers, french fries, Frosties, and sodas. But there was another item that was discontinued because it did not sell very well.
Hmm.
What is the discontinued item from the original...
From the early days.
The first days. Hmm. The original Wendy's menu that got discontinued because it did not sell very well. What is that item? 740-383-9944. Now, because we've been having a lot of fun with the food trivia, I thought we'd do some more fast food trivia. So I'm going to add three new questions today. Oh, God. This ringer and me are going to get into it. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, was it Yogi Bear?
Not Yogi Bear, but we're getting closer.
Good guess.
Hey, I got a question on the other trivia of Dave Thomas. The item they took off, is it something that could have been put back on his menu later, or you can't say?
You know, yeah, it could have been put back on his menu.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, it was on the original menu, but for some reason it did not sell well, and Dave took it off. And jokingly, Dave said one of the reasons he took it off is because he had so many of these left at night, he had to eat them. So that's why he took it off the menu, but it just wasn't selling well. The other stuff did. The Frosty did. The sodas did. The fries did. The hamburgers did.
Makes sense.
But this item did not.
Didn't.
But it could be put back on today, and probably... I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't want to say for sure,
mm-hmm.
but I think Wendy's has put a form of this back on their menu at one point or another.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it's on their menu right now or not, though.
Right.
But what was on the original menu that Wendy's took off the menu because it was not selling very well? 740-383-9944. Now, here are the three new fast food questions that we're going to add today for this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame contest. Where would you buy a hamburger in the early 1900s? Now, I'm not talking about a grocery store, because really there weren't a whole lot of them then. But if you wanted to buy a fully formed hamburger, I'm talking about the bun, the burger, already put together, where would you have went to buy a hamburger in the early 1900s? Not all that long ago, about 100 years ago. So the question is, if you wanted to buy a hamburger, where would you go?
In the early days.
In the early 1900s. I tell you what, it must be a special day today. Must be a manager's meeting here that I wasn't aware of. Sean Kraft has now joined us.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, Sean, this is right up your alley here.
Yes.
In the early 1900s, if you wanted to buy a hamburger, where would you have bought it?
And what year again? Think
early. It would have been the early 1900s.
The early 1900s. Well, that would have been McDonald's.
No. McDonald's didn't hit till the mid-1900s.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like early.
Early.
So you got on your horse and...
Yeah. So this is one of... And I'm not talking about the meat. I'm talking about if you wanted to buy a hamburger
already cooked, ready
to eat, where would you have bought it? This is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of the new questions. Let me get the other two out here. What were hamburgers called during World War II and why? Now, this is interesting. People didn't know that they weren't called hamburgers. But during World War II, in the United States, they did not call them hamburgers.
They call them chopped.
So you would go through and say, give me a chop.
Chop burger, yeah.
Chop burger. Okay, but I'm not saying, is that the answer? 740-383-9944. That's a two-parter. What were hamburgers called in the World War II era in the United States, and why?
Do they get both? Do they get 2 inches?
Who turned this ringer on? I swear to God.
Weasel?
Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
Back in the early days, were they purchased at the movie theater?
Not the movie theater, but, you know, that's a very good guess.
That's a great guess, yeah.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. No, that first question was, where were hamburgers purchased in the early 1900s? If you wanted a hamburger already made, where would you go to get one? Second question, two-parter. What were hamburgers called during the World War II era? They were not called hamburgers. And why were they not called hamburgers?
Oh, the ringer.
I'm going to need a nerve medication before this is all over today. I can tell that already. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, yeah, would that be White Castle?
Not White Castle, but that's a good guess.
Good one. Yeah, I never thought about that.
You know, I was going to make that a trivia question, but that White Castle is considered to be the first fast food restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're located in Ohio.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make that a question. Right. But that was something I looked at earlier. No, what we're looking for is, if you wanted a fully formed hamburger in the early 1900s, where would you have went to get that hamburger?
Probably like your grandma and grandpa's house. I don't know.
Go ahead, caller.
Carmen San Diego, the one that's lost.
Not Carmen San Diego, but that's right up the alley,
too. That's a good one, too.
I couldn't call a hamburger because of Hamburg, Germany during the war.
That's right. That's why they couldn't call it.
Yeah, it's called burger.
You're exactly
got
right.
Half of it, yeah.
So what did they call it? Give me that again.
They had to call it a burger.
No, they didn't call it a burger, but you're close.
Good.
Thank you, caller. That is why, during World War II, you could not call a hamburger, because we were fighting Germany, and there was... hamburger is a German word, essentially, is the...
Turn it down.
Well, I don't even know how you'd mess with the ringer on this thing. Son of a... Go ahead, caller.
I'm sorry that I called again.
No, you go right ahead.
They were called Liberty Steaks, and the reason why they were not called hamburgers because it sounded too German.
You are right about the German, but not Liberty Steaks, but you are very close.
Okay.
Yeah, they might have been called Liberty. I can see why they would have called them Liberty Steaks. I'm not saying that didn't happen, but this word actually ended up becoming something else.
Okay, thank you.
Stay tuned. No, I don't even know how you turn the ringer off on this thing.
Gotta go to settings and then...
Oh, gee, I can't do that. That's too much work.
It's too technical.
Let's see here. Menu. Go down here. Answering device. Voicemail. Now he's going to turn it off. Bluetooth. Now
yeah.
How did somebody turn this on? That's what I want to know. Settings. Ring adjustments. Here we go. Ringer volume. Ringer tone. I don't want ringer tone. I want ringer
volume.
On the handset. Okay. Now, how do you turn... Off. There we go. Now you can call, folks.
All right.
740-383-9944. Now you can see if... Have I got to the third new question yet?
No.
No, okay. Where would you buy a hamburger in the early 1900s? If you wanted a fully formed hamburger, bun and hamburger and all, where would you go to get it? What were hamburgers called during World War II and why? We already know why. It was a German word and people didn't...
You just turned it down.
I just turned that thing down.
Did you hit save?
Go ahead, Colin.
Were they Frankfurters?
No, I think that's a hot dog.
Alrighty.
Good guess, though. Is it a Frankfurter or a hot dog?
Yeah.
So what were hamburgers called during World War II? We already know why they changed the name, because it sounded too German, and we were in a war with Germany. They did that during 9/11, too, didn't they? They tried with French fries to call them...
I just thought of something.
Freedom fries.
Maybe they called them Germ burgers.
Germ burgers. Okay, well, you want to call in and put that in?
Yeah, absolutely.
740. Yeah. I wonder if this is the hand or the base that's on. No, the base is off. 740-383-9944. What were hamburgers called during the era of World War II? Who, where would you get a hamburger in the early 1900s? Darn it.
You would ring the phone off.
You would ring the phone till you went insane. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the hamburgers were called Liberty Steaks.
Not Liberty. You know, I'm starting to think that might be the right answer because that's the second time we've got it. But that's not the information that I have.
Oh, okay. I think that's what's on the internet. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, though. Okay. You're close. You're only one word off.
It's not called American Burger, is it?
No, not. I'll tell you this. Steak is right, but it's not, it wasn't Liberty Steak.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They were called a something steak, but it wasn't a Liberty Steak. They were called something else during the World War II era. And also, we're asking, where would you buy a hamburger in the early 1900s if you wanted one? Where would you go? They were popular. Jeez. Oh, man, I think I disconnected him at the same time. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Salisbury steak?
Salisbury steak. You've got it. That's where the term Salisbury steak came. Now, where did you get your information? Because apparently it's the same place I got mine.
I actually Googled it.
Now, you didn't come up with Liberty steak, did you?
No, I came up with Salisbury steak.
You got it. What's your name, sir?
Ryan Garno.
Ryan Garno. Ryan, listen on Friday. You could be heading to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Alrighty, thank you,
Ryan. Yeah. Ryan Garneau got it. That's where the term Salisbury steak came from.
With that, I just a little side note here. With that, when we have the drawing, I'm going to add. It's not a whole lot, but I'm going to add like a Subway car, somebody so they can get their lunch or whatever before they.
Oh, good. They go up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though. So
whoever gets
dinner
there.
On us.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Dinner on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so now we all know if you're ever asked...
And I'll throw a $10 gas card in, too, so that way...
We'll sweeten the pot.
Yeah.
So we all know now what were hamburgers called during World War II?
Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak.
And why were they?
Because it was too German of a word.
Is it called Salisbury or Salisbury?
Well, if you're from Southern Ohio, it's Salisbury. If you're from Northern Ohio, it's Salisbury.
If you're from Northern, you wash your clothes. If Southern, you wash your clothes.
You got it. Depends on where you were
That's
in
right.
the United States.
That's right.
If you were down in the hollers of West
That's
Virginia,
right.
maybe
That's
it's
right.
Salisbury.
Yeah.
But here it was Salisbury. Okay. This phone's going to be dead berry pretty soon. That's what's going to happen.
Dead end berry.
Dead end berry. Go ahead, caller.
If you wanted a hamburger, was it like the local saloon?
No. You know, honestly, I don't think in those days that liquor places like to sell food because it would help people drink less.
Oh, that's true.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
That is true. I don't know why, but people don't like to drink on a full stomach. I think because it sobers them up quicker. So they like to just keep knocking them back. So the question we're looking for here, where would you buy a hamburger in the early 1900s? Already made up. If you wanted one, where would you go buy it at? Not a saloon, but that's a good guess. What did Dave Thomas do away with on the original menu at Wendy's? When it opened in the 60s, the original menu was hamburger, french fries, soda, frosty, and then something else which they took off the menu. What was that? Go ahead, caller.
Would you buy a hamburger on the, like, home on the range or, you know, from the cattleman?
No, that's if you wanted a fresh one, but not a whole one, not like a fully formed one.
All right.
Thank you. Keep going. But no, this is where you'd buy an already made up cooked hamburger.
To your
satisfaction. Well done, or however you wanted it. Cheese and ketchup.
And onion.
Well,
and pickle.
And pickle. Extra pickle.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get this other question out since we've already got that one answered. Here's a new one for you. Where does the name Arby's come from? Now, that might be a hard one, but it's fascinating.
Wow.
Where did the name Arby's come from? How did that come about?
Down in Mexico, probably.
Arby's not a Latino word.
I think it's an acronym for something. It's something that, it's down in the Southern, I think.
Southern?
I can't say. All I'm saying is,
like a cowboy hat, right?
Where did Arby's come? Oh, he's got an Arby's. I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Where did Arby's come from?
Delaware Avenue.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that item on the Wendy's, would that be fried chicken?
Not fried chicken. Oh. No, I think the Colonel was the first to do that, but thank you. Not fried chicken.
Well, I was trying to think back then what they would have had.
Well, they had this. They just said no dice.
I mean, like
dice.
An abundance, or whatever.
You know, McDonald's used to have pizza. Remember that? Ooh, that was delicious.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, that Arby's question is easy. I'm not eligible, but of course, RB stands for roast beef. I mean, that's easy.
Oh, that's wrong, Adam. Oh, no.
No, RB, roast beef.
No, that's wrong.
Well, maybe like really bountiful. I mean, roast beef, that's what it stands for. What else would it stand for?
Well, I can't give it away.
For the Wendy's question, I know I tried hot dog unsuccessfully. I mean, fried chicken, it's got to be something common that's obvious.
Not fried chicken, but no, I'm serious. It's not roast beef, but that's a good guess.
Okay, that's what I always thought it was. I mean, you know, it's an onomatopoeia, which, you know, me being a wordsmith, I enjoy that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, this is kind of fascinating. I never thought about that RB, roast beef, Arby's, but no, that's not it.
Okay, well, you know, you could ask what does WWGA stand for. Maybe we could think of something else besides the president.
Well, I think on Saturdays it stands for weasel. Weasel's got a hairball.
Well, I tried, Scott. If Arby's doesn't stand for roast beef, I've been wrong for the last many, many years.
Wait till you hear this, Adam. You'll enjoy this. Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and good show as always. I always listen while I'm in the shower and other activities.
Well, I appreciate that. Good show this morning, Adam. Thank you. Have a good shower. Bye bye.
Nice to know he thinks of us when he's in the shower.
No, he listens when he's
listens
in the shower.
In the shower, yeah.
And by the way, Adam, the computer guy, will be on tomorrow 2:10 to 3 p.m. and Thursday from 2:10 to 3 p.m. I gave you one of those shower radios for Christmas. Did you ever use it?
It never turned on.
Well, you probably didn't put the batteries in.
I put batteries in it. It didn't even turn on.
Oh, it turned on.
No,
it was fresh out of the package. Go ahead, caller.
Arby's is from the two brothers.
Arby. You're close. Do you know what the brother's name was?
What was the brother's name?
Yeah.
Oh, Raffle Brothers.
You got it. It's the Raffle Brothers who created it, who became RB, and that's how it became Arby's. So you have Adam, I hope you're listening.
Oh,
that's what Arby's
okay.
means. All right. Junior,
I wonder if anyone that works at Arby's knows what it is.
They probably think it means roast beef.
Beef, yeah.
All right, you got it, Judy. Yeah. You're in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, that's where Arby's came from. It is an onomatopoeia, like Adam said, RB, but it's not for roast beef. It's for the Raffle Brothers who started Arby's.
Raffle, R-A-F-F-L-E?
R-A-F-F-E-L.
E-L, Raffle, okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Arby's is from the Raffle Brothers.
You're just about 10 seconds late on that, yeah. I hate to tell you.
Oh. I was calling in. I have his plan on my phone, so when I was calling in, somebody probably already said it.
But no, keep listening, because I'm about to add another one, and I think this is one you'll get right off the bat.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the Raffle Brothers.
Hmm.
Now, did you know that?
I didn't know that. I thought it was down south. I mean, are they from down south?
You know, I can see why that got turned into roast beef.
Because
it is from an RB.
I was thinking maybe Arby's. American roast beef.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
The Raffle Brothers.
Raffle Brothers.
All right. We're going to add another question here. What did McDonald's not want in their restaurants in the beginning? This is something they did not want.
Oh, that's in the video.
A matter of fact, they went to great length not to have these in their restaurants in the early days. Now they have a lot of them. But what did McDonald's not want in their restaurants when they opened? What was it? Also, we still don't know where could you get a hamburger in the early 1900s. If you wanted an already prepared hamburger, bun, burger, and all, where would you go get a hamburger in the early 1900s? We still don't know what Dave Thomas did away with on the original menu at Wendy's. Again, it was sodas. It was hamburgers, it was French fries, it was Frosties, and there was one other item that didn't sell very well that Dave Thomas did away with. What was that item? In the 1980s, who is the cartoon character that got lost in the USA Today newspaper and kids had to write in, answer a question, got their name published in the paper, if they could find this famous cartoon character? Who's the famous cartoon character? What did Dave Thomas take off the menu at Wendy's? Where could you get a hamburger in the early 1900s? What did McDonald's not want in their restaurants in the early days? And I'll give you one more new one. Why is it hamburgers and French fries at all the restaurants, fast food? Why does that go together? Mm. Why hamburgers and French fries? What's the meaning behind
I got kind of an idea. I don't know if it's valid or not.
Well, it's if you don't clog the right artery, you'll get the left one with the other one.
740-383-9944.
740-383-9944. Every right answer gets you a chance to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The drawing will happen at 2:10 Friday on this station.
And lunch.
And lunch.
And gas.
And the whole thing. Well, yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful day.
It's going to be a package, so.
It's a package deal. 740-383-9944. Sean, you want to say something?
Piggly Wiggly's. That's where the hamburger is.
That's where you get
hamburger. You know, I actually visit one of the stores now.
A Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly.
Down in Georgia. Yeah, I went into one. See, I got pictures.
That was such an easy joke that I did not go
no,
for there.
You didn't go.
I restrained myself not to tell that joke.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it. Because I'm trying to be kind on this Monday.
Oh, is that right?
I've turned over a
It's
kindly.
Amazing May, so he's
it's
being...
It's Amazing May, and we just passed by Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's right.
But people can draw their own conclusions while they're out there.
Get this vision of Sean in your head and then think...
Piggly Wiggly. That's all you have to know. So, where in the early days of the 1900s, where would you get a hamburger? What did McDonald's not want in their restaurants in the early days?
Man, I've been thinking about that. That's a tough one.
Pancakes.
And
what? Did you say mayonnaise?
Pancakes.
Oh, pancakes.
Pancakes.
They said mayonnaise.
And why do fast food places do hamburgers and french fries?
That's another
Why thing. Is that a combination that they use, hamburgers and french fries? What was not on, I think we've guessed about everything under the sun.
Yeah.
What was not on the original Wendy's menu, or got taken off the original Wendy's
menu?
It's
all back on now.
I don't know if it is
or
not.
We don't know, yeah. Some locations.
The original menu was sodas, hamburgers,
fries and
Frosties, and this item, which is what? Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's didn't want fish.
Not fish. I think later on they didn't want fish, but not in the beginning. That wasn't their biggest worry.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The question is, what did McDonald's not want in their restaurant in the early days? There was something that they did not like. They were very against having in their restaurant in the early days. What was it? Now they have a ton of them.
That fish story was pretty good on the McDonald's story. Did you ever watch that?
Since you watched that at my house.
Yeah, the fish story, yeah.
But the very the fish sandwich was invented in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a contest or something?
It was that and the Hula Burger.
Yeah, yeah. Hula Burger, yeah.
Which is pineapple and...
Oh, you're talking about the movie with Michael Keaton or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pineapple and lard.
Was it Ray Kroc or something? Yeah.
Ray Kroc.
Yeah. I want to see that. I haven't seen that.
Good movie. Go ahead, Colin. Has it.
Okay. Was it French fries McDonald's didn't want?
Not French fries. Mm. It was not French fries.
Those two go together, right?
They go together because we want to know why it is that hamburger and French fries go together. What is it about the two that go together? That's the question.
It's really good because you dip fry in the ketchup and you take your sandwich and dip it in the ketchup at the same time and eat it.
Well, we understand.
Or put fries on top of your sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like potato chips in a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly,
you know, now I see
yeah.
people taking their lunch meat and putting potato
crunching
chips in there.
And potato chips and ketchup. Mm,
oh, this phone is annoying. Oh, ringing yeah. for hours. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, yeah, would it be shakes that McDonald's didn't want?
Not shakes, but that's a good one.
Mm.
They didn't like shakes in the beginning. Well, there was a whole thing about shakes because they didn't want ice cream, but then they ended up getting a thing. But there was something they really didn't want in their restaurant in the early days. It was they said, no.
So back then, our ice cream machine worked because it never does now.
Well, what do they say now? It's always on maintenance.
Yeah, maintenance is coming.
Cleaning. Yeah, cleaning.
And I don't know when you're supposed to go.
You go there every night for a year and the thing is being cleaned. Yeah. Man.
Well, where do you go? When's the proper time to go get an ice cream cone? I don't know.
Yeah.
But the milkshake machine always works.
Always seems to work.
Now figure that out.
Yeah.
Comes from two different places.
My dad
I guess.
Told me last night he went to Steak and Shake and got a coffee and they wouldn't give him milk for his, because they were out of cream, wouldn't give him milk for his coffee because they said they were saving it for the milkshake machine.
Oh, really? Wow.
They couldn't go over and buy some
milk?
Well,
that's what he said. He said, you're 2 minutes from a store. You can't.
People
and
were
he
funny.
Said the lady came up and told him to mind his own business or something.
Customer service with a smile.
Stay in his lane, I guess.
Stay in your own lane. That's a good rule to
learn.
I thought
that was funny, though. He said he couldn't give me no milk. He said, I just wanted a little shot of milk, you know.
You know, Dave Thomas, who wore that tie and that white shirt, he went in the early days of East Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio, started the Wendy's, and there were, you know, he had the Frosty, he had the hamburger, he had the French fries, he had the sodas. And there was one other item on the original menu that got torn off the menu because they did not sell very well. What was that other item? Who got lost in the USA Today newspaper? What popular cartoon character in the 1980s was lost in the USA Today newspaper? Did this big contest to try to find them? Who was that? If you wanted to buy a hamburger in the early 1900s, where would you go to buy that hamburger? What did McDonald's not want in their restaurants, period, when they opened? They just did not want these things in their restaurants because they thought it caused a problem. And why hamburgers and French fries? Why are those marketed together? Hamburgers and French fries. What's the reasoning behind that? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open today.
I got a question. I got
go ahead.
You got this. You got the starch and you got the protein, and then you have the sugar on the side.
Well, is that the way, is that the American way?
I guess.
Get yourself a little starch, a little protein, a little sugar,
and you're on your way.
You're on your way. To the hospital
yes.
to have your arteries
yeah. unclogged,
yeah. you know, slushed out yeah. a little bit. But no, there is something behind hamburgers and French fries. There is a reason why it's hamburgers and French fries. Did anybody know about the Raffle Brothers?
I
have
no
Arby's?
Idea.
No, I thought it was from down south.
It was just a down south concoction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it because it's meat and potatoes?
Yeah, you got it. It's meat and potatoes.
I gotcha.
And we as Americans okay. love our meat and potatoes.
Yes, we do.
There is no doubt about
awesome.
It. What is your name?
My name's Kylie.
Kylie? And what's your last name, Kylie?
Kinsey.
Kylie Kinsey.
Yep.
All
and
right.
And another, can I answer another one?
Oh, go right ahead.
The one they lost would be Care Bears.
Not Care Bears, but that's a good one. Now, which was your favorite Care Bear?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I have a 4-year-old who watches Care Bears, and I could care less, honestly.
Hey, that was a Care Bear. Care less.
Care less.
Yeah, well, hey. That's perfect. So just care less.
Hey, now, don't forget to have your meat and potatoes today.
That's right.
I won't.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
So there you go. Yes, it's because it's meat and potatoes.
Mm.
And we love meat and potatoes.
That's a much better philosophy than what I thought.
What did you think that you didn't want to bring
up? As crazy as it was, I thought, since we're on the kick of Germany, I thought maybe Germany and French fries were from France that maybe...
Oh, I see. Germany and France got together there. You know, really, neither of those foods is American, if you think about it. Go ahead, caller.
Was the cartoon Scooby, Where Are You?
Not Scooby-Doo, but that's a good guess, because that was a mystery show. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
We're looking for the cartoon character, very popular, that was lost in the 1980s. Not the Care Bears, not Scooby-Doo, not Where's Waldo, not Carmen Sandiego, but who was lost in the 1980s that they were looking for? That's the question.
Sean had a couple of these. No, I'm just kidding.
He might have. What did Dave Thomas not have on his original, or take off his original menu? Go ahead, caller.
One more guess on the character before I go to work. Was it Penelope?
No. Good guess, though.
All right, that was good.
Go to work.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Have fun. Enjoy your work.
Yeah.
See, people are listening everywhere.
That's right.
In the work, shower, wherever.
Jeez.
We have it from everywhere here.
That's right.
People are listening in the droves because they want to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Homes by the thousand. Go ahead, caller.
Was the lost character Snoopy?
Not Snoopy.
Okay.
It was not Snoopy. But the lost character was a cartoon character. They were lost in the 1980s. USA Today was trying to find them. There was a big contest. All the kids' names was printed. Who was the character? And an easy one. What did Dave Thomas take off the original menu at Wendy's? What did he take off? Does anybody know that?
Man, that's the one that's...
Where did you buy a hamburger in the early 1900s? If you wanted a hamburger, where would you go to buy it? Go ahead, caller.
Was the cartoon character Yogi Bear?
Not Yogi Bear. Thank you.
You had that guess.
Not Yogi Bear. Not Boo Boo. Not either one.
No picnic baskets.
No picnic.
Not Snoopy.
Picnic baskets.
No Snoopy.
Not Snoopy. Not the Care Bears.
No Woodstock.
Not Superman. We had that guess the other day. Who was that character that was lost? I mean, one of the most iconic cartoon characters of all time, without question. What did Dave Thomas take off the original menu at Wendy's? Now, think it was something edible.
Yeah.
You got to think in the early days it was probably easy. I mean,
wouldn't have been a chef salad. So.
Meat and potatoes. Go ahead, caller.
Was the cartoon character the Pink Panther?
Not the Pink Panther.
Oh, Inspector Clouseau.
That's a good guess because Inspector Clouseau was looking for the Pink Panther. And who was the other in that? Wasn't there somebody else in the Pink, like Snidely Whiplash or something? No, or was he? Who was he looking for? Snidely Whiplash.
Is he the one that exit stage left?
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss was exit stage left.
Yeah.
So who's that cartoon character that was lost? Now, what did Dave Thomas take off the original? I'm going to hear rings in my sleep tonight. I'm sure of it. Rings in my sleep.
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would the cartoon character be the Smurfs?
Not the Smurfs.
Papa Smurf. Thank you. That was a good guess.
Yeah. Gargamel was looking for him.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Gargamel?
Yep.
What was Gargamel supposed to be?
Was he like a wizard or?
I don't know. He just didn't like these little blue things.
Look, it was a monk or something.
It was his life's work to get rid of these
people. To rid
people.
The world of Smurfs.
Smurfdom. Well, apparently, give us a call back there, caller. 740.
Oh,
maybe there you are. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to guess Dave Thomas took salads off the menu.
That's a good guess, but you know, in those days in the 60s, I don't think people in this country ate salads. They didn't care.
That's a good guess of mine.
It was a good guess. Back then, they used to let people go back and lick the grill. They didn't even care.
That's very true.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you want to lick the spatula? Go right ahead, man.
There were no health codes in
those
days.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, no, people used lard and everything.
Yeah, bring your dog to work. That's fine.
At the end of the night, Dave would say, okay, who wants to lick the grill?
That's right.
Somebody go back there and
I just turned it off, got hot grease on it.
When did salads become a big thing? But they certainly are now.
Well, I remember the 80s, I think, like Burger King. That's kind of when I seen the first salad.
McDonald's has come up with a pretty good salad.
Yeah.
Wendy's has never perfected it, though. Their salads have all kinds of...
Well, they used to have that salad bar, though, that was really good.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the salad bar?
I don't know.
That's a good move. Go ahead, caller.
Did Dave Thomas have ribs?
Not ribs. That's a good one.
He broke a couple of them, so he had them removed. And
all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Not ribs. But, you know, it's so simple. This is probably something 50% of you right now have sitting at home in your house that you would eat.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a discontinued food.
Okay.
So what did Dave Thomas take off the original menu at Wendy's? The hamburger, the French fries, the soda pop, the Frosty, and then there was this other item that didn't sell very well.
Man.
What was that item? Go ahead, caller.
Dave Thomas used to have eggs on his menu. I think they were scrambled.
No, I don't. Not that I know of.
Yeah, he used to have a breakfast, because when I went down to Columbus, I would get it. That they did away with it years ago, so...
Well, but this, yeah, I don't think it was on the original menu, though.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you. Not eggs.
I know at the end of the night his brain was maybe scrambled, but...
Well, yeah, I think he was the only one working in those
days. That's what I say.
So tell me what Dave Thomas took off the menu. Now, you have to look at Dave Thomas and figure he's probably not a healthy guy.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
Be honest, yeah.
I mean, he didn't look like the... I mean, he wasn't, you know, Mr. Olympus.
Right.
So what do you think he would have put on the original menu? Now, he already had the hamburger. He already had the French fries. So he had his meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
He had his sodas to wash it all down. He had his Frosty.
Dessert, yeah.
So what else would have been on that menu that Dave Thomas would have liked that was done away with? Because it didn't sell very well.
He had to eat at the end of the night.
Had to eat them all at the end of the night. That's Dave Thomas. DT. Dave Thomas. Go ahead, caller.
Did Dave Thomas have pie on the menu?
You got it. Yep. It was pie.
Oh, that was a guess.
All right.
The only thing was missing was the dessert, so that's I figured pie.
You got it, pie. Do you want to be in the contest?
Absolutely.
Give me the name.
All right, Grover Augustine.
Grover, gotcha.
Go to work.
Grover with a G.
Go to work, would you?
I'm getting ready to.
All right. Hey, this is Terry Grover. Good job.
All right, we got it. It was a pie. It was actually a sugar pie.
Sounds like he's eating a lot of them.
He had a lot of those sugar pies. So that's what that was your original Wendy's menu. It was hamburger, French fries, soda, Frosties, and pie. Christ. But the pie did not sell well, so they did away with it.
And to this day, I don't think they...
No, I think a couple of times they hit some
special occasion. Okay,
yeah, special occasions at some places I saw. So, I don't. I think it's supposed to be franchises.
You cannot beat the warm pumpkin pie at McDonald's whenever, like around Halloween. Oh.
I like the holiday pie, which is a custard pie.
I like apple pie.
We still have some questions left here. What 80s cartoon character was lost in the USA Today newspaper? And we had to find him.
Inspector Gadget.
This is a popular question. I'm telling you, I know that you people know this character. I know you do. There's nobody out here who doesn't know it. 740-383-9944. We still don't know. If you wanted a hamburger in the early 1900s, where would you buy it? If you wanted a fully formed hamburger bun, and whatever you wanted on it, where would you go to get a fully formed hamburger in the early 1900s? What did McDonald's not want in their restaurant in the early days? There was something they didn't want. And I'll add one question before we wrap it up here. McDonald's is the largest purchaser of what three foods every year?
Jeez.
In America. There's three of them.
Number one, obviously, has to be Big Mac.
What is McDonald's The ringing of this phone just has done me in. What is McDonald's the largest purchaser of three foods every year that they are the largest purchaser of? What does McDonald's purchase more of than anybody else every year. Three types of foods. What are they? 740-383-9944. What did McDonald's not want in their restaurants in the early days? If you wanted a hamburger in the early 1900s, where would you go get it? And what cartoon character was lost in the USA Today in the 1980s? 740-383-9944. Now, what were you going
to
say?
Oh, you go to your aunt's house for the hamburger.
Aunt.
I did that on purpose. I did that on purpose.
My aunts would not make a hamburger.
And to save your life.
No, and if they could make a hamburger, it would have been awful. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't have gone to my aunt's.
That's right.
Now, if you were alive in the early 1900s, and I'm sure you'd want to buy some hamburgers, where would you go?
Well, I'd probably go to some kind of farmhouse.
Just go and maybe get some scrambled eggs.
Just go blindly knock on someone's door and say, hey, can I have a hamburger?
You know, they'd probably chop them up all the time, you know.
But there is a place where you could go and get hamburgers in the early 1900s. Where would that be? 740-383-9944. About 2 minutes left here before we break it up today. Who wants to get in that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame question? Who's that cartoon character that was lost in the 80s in the USA Today newspaper? What is McDonald's the largest purchaser of every year? Three types of foods. What did McDonald's not want in their restaurant in the early days of McDonald's? And where would you buy a hamburger in the early 1900s? Where, if you wanted a hamburger, where would you go? 740-383-9944. I wonder who got the idea to order cheese. Because it made a whole different thing.
Yeah, it was a game changer. It
became a cheeseburger. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Would you buy a hamburger at the drugstore?
Not the drugstore, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get your drugs and get your
your cholesterol medicine. Yeah. And your
it's called your medicine, not your drugs. Get your prescription filled.
That's right.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the three things at McDonald's, would it be hamburgers, chicken, and fries?
Well, technically, it's not hamburger. So, what would... I'm trying to say this. What is hamburger made of?
Beef.
Beef. Okay, beef is one of them. And what are French fries made of?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. So, that's number two. Now, what was your third one? Chicken?
Chicken.
Not chicken.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, but we got two of them.
Yeah.
What is McDonald's the largest...
I think I got the third one.
What is McDonald's the largest purchaser of every year? We've got the beef, we've got the potatoes, but there's one more. What are they the largest purchaser of? What did McDonald's not want in their restaurant in the early days? If you wanted a hamburger in the early 1900s, where would you go to get a hamburger? What cartoon character was lost in the USA Today newspaper in the early 1980s? We can take one more guess today, 740-383-9944. And remember, we'll do this all week. We'll do it tomorrow on Satch's show starting at 10, my show tomorrow at 12, Charlie on Wednesday, Charlie on Thursday, me here on Thursday and Wednesday and other days. I'll be here. And Friday, we'll do it on Friday.
Keep the phone ringing.
And Wheeze. Did anybody listen to the Wheeze show on Saturday?
Streamed it.
How was it?
Great.
Okay.
Great.
What did you think?
I didn't listen.
You're just going to lie. You didn't say it was great.
No, I didn't listen. I mean, I'll listen to this Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
I streamed it.
The Wheeze will be on.
Good. Yeah.
All right. Saturday morning, 7:10 to 10 a.m. We got to take one more guest. Does anybody have a guest? 740-383-9944 before we break up all the fun
Rock
here.
And Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where I think they have Chuck Berry's guitar. And I think they have Elvis Presley's jumpsuit and Fats Domino's favorite fork.
Mm.
I think it's there.
Is it there?
That he used to eat all his gumbo with. Okay, folks, I guess we don't have an answer today, but you tune in. You keep tuned into this station. And you might. Oh, here it is. Here's our last call for the day. And we're going to take it and maybe bust this phone up before it's over with. Go ahead, caller.
Did I lose Garfield?
Not Garfield, but that's good. That's popular. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Stay with us. It's not Garfield. All right, we're gone today, but stay tuned. More programming right around the corner here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Great Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Great Trivia.
Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH to listen anywhere in the world. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals at 2842 Waldo Road.